Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 15th of February of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Galileo Galilei, the Italian astronomer, physicist, engineer, and failed lutenist. His father was a lute maker, and although Galileo studied speed and velocity, gravity and free fall, the principle of relativity, inertia, projectile motion, and also worked in applied science, he was a shit lutenist. Didn't make a good lute. Bad lutenist. He was tried by the Inquisition for his heliocentric heresies, found vehemently suspect of heresy, and forced to recant. Should have stuck to lute making. Today in history, in 1903, the first teddy bear was made, and in 1965, Canada adopted the maple leaf for its national flag. What a nice day. Celebrate that day by putting a maple leaf flag on a teddy bear and having the nicest teddy bear in the land. Our guest today is California wellness expert and ex-Canadian, John Hastings. Welcome to the show.
Namaste, Alice. Namaste, posters. Oh, pardon me. That's a salutation at the end. For the beginning of any journey, you say namaste in reverse. Imane neman. Inane meman.
As always, on our weekend editions, we take a step back from the razor's edge of incredibly accurate news reporting to take a peep into our weekend magazine, which this week has a wellness special. But first, some headlines from the world of wellness. First, a wellness travel section with ways to pack your ecotourism with ultimate self-care, from where to find a jade vagina egg in any city in the world, to salt crystal laps you can pack into your onboard luggage, to the most obscure monastic retreats you can gatecrash with your bullshit mashup of oriental mysticism. Speaking of jade eggs, after the jade vagina egg scandal and the mixed response to her Goop Lab TV show, Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle brand Goop has come under more criticism after she launched a new fitness product that promised to hone your core and make you more engaged with nature without having to be in nature. The new Gwyneth Horse Ace Power Fitness Rider is promised to be the solution for those who do not like fresh air and the countryside, but do like the idea of horseback riding. Paltrow describes the product as perfect for those who like to ride the horse in front of the television, but critics say it's just a wobbly chair with a saddle on it that costs more than an actual horse. And that is your wellness sections for today. It's time for your ads now, because you can't be what you can't buy, and consumer capitalism is as good a framework for a sense of self as anything else. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. From the people who brought you Battleship, the Lego Movie, and Batman...
Where are they?
There she is! Peekaboo, for adults, in cinemas now. And this podcast is brought to you by Grammatically Correct Text Messages, the easiest way to say something benign as aggressively as possible. Really put the ass into passive-aggressive with Grammatically Correct Text Messages. Try it in your rage today. About to do some ironing on the steam setting? Try adding half a glass of water to your iron for best results. Half a glass of water is the perfect addition to your iron for ceaseless creaselessness, and the results speak for themselves. Half a glass of water. Turn your dryening to ironing. Spoken by Alice Fraser for the Increase Your Seams Foundation. Note, half a glass of water will not be effective if you're no good at ironing in the first place. Please consult a dry cleaner if symptoms persist. Lace handkerchief, ladies' parasol, pocket watch. Get luxury products for a fraction of the price with the new Artful Dodger app. Just enter the product you're looking for and the price you're willing to pay into our easy-to-use storefront, and one of our 47 specially trained Victorian street orphans will steal it for you within 24 hours or your money back. Artful Dodger, for the Fagin in all of us.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Our top story today is wellness. And in the studio, we have a wellness expert, a Californian hero, John Hastings. Tell us what's going on in the world of wellness right now.
Oh, hello, Alice. And greetings to all listening through their side nose, also known as the ears. Ears, where you smell words, but the smells are noise. Big developments in the wellness environment this week, as people are abandoning keto diet and moving towards vegan carnivore, where you only eat animals that are vegan. It's very important to remember that you are what you eat, so eat something that's environmentally conscious while you're enjoying something that is delicious and made of blood. Also, we've moved away from mind-expanding hallucinogens, for they are difficult to come by in urban centers. So now if you want to expand your mind, just purchase crack rock cocaine, easily smoked through a glass tube or other environments. Oh, sure, it has a mean kick and can hurt the bank account, but what better way to take one for the team and rally against capitalism by distributing your wealth to those more unfortunate by getting addicted to crack? Also, it will give you that yoga-toned body at the fraction of a price. It's also important to remember that yoga pants are no longer the appropriate attire for any bendy exercise. We're all now moving towards large parachute pants type denim trousers and fedoras worn without a shirt, paired with a hand-drawn Sharpie tribal tattoo to let everyone know yoga is now for tough people.
So wait a second. Are you suggesting that people go to yoga in these jegging-style balloon parachute pants?
More so. I'm suggesting that they eat a steak that has been from a grass-fed cow, take two micro-hits of crack cocaine in a parking lot, or if they can still have their car inside their car and then head in large jean-type parachute pants, fedora on, draw a tribal tattoo somewhere on their body, and the aggressive stance that they would have is the perfect counterbalance to the meditative mood of a yoga class. And if the instructor harshes your mel, you'll be in the right place to aggressively confront them and then let them know that they need to be more alpha in their stance.
I mean, there's nothing more relaxing than being as alpha as possible.
Absolutely. On my way here, I, for no reason, yelled at a small child who was not making enough noise, letting the child know that it's important to get attention, no matter how negative it is.
That's the way to share your energy in the world. What do you think about these other headlines? Gwyneth Paltrow's new horse situation, horse ace power fitness rider.
Alice, as you know, I am vehemently against any sort of mock animal therapies. I think it's important that you have as many animals in as small a space as possible. It's difficult to get a horse into a studio apartment, but if you're anything like me, you just wait for the horse to go to what is known as forever sleep or dead, and then just simply part the horse down the middle and keep part of the horse in the bathroom and the other part in the kitchen, allowing you for both a nice companion and a delicious snack when you don't have money to go to the grocery store because you're in the midst of a crack diet.
There's a way to cultivate your gut biome.
Absolutely, of course. Everyone knows that horse meat is excellent for balancing out a dicky tummy after your skin is poisoned by the amount of Sharpie ink that's been absorbed. Because as you know, showers are very 2019. And here in 2020, it's a year of no cleanse, in that you cleanse internally while not cleansing externally. It's very important that dirt builds up because dirt actually repels germs. And so you don't want to wipe or use soap on any part of your body and build up a nice sheen of what is known as repellent fibers.
I mean, that's very interesting. That's sort of going back into ancestral remedies. If we're looking back to the Middle Ages, where that was a very popular remedy against disease, was just staying as filthy as possible and hoping to smell away the germs.
Absolutely. And many of
those... Not that they had germs in those days. It was all spirits.
Of course, germs are, of course, a politically incorrect term for spirits that exist within us. How do we know how these microbiomes identify? We may look at them as the flu virus, but they feel they're just a thought.
I mean, I will bow to your expertise as a wellness expert.
Thank you very much. I went blind at the beginning of this interview because I've got too many leeches attached to my spine.
I didn't want to draw attention to them, but they are extremely disconcerting.
Well, listen, there's only one way to be well, and that is to affect other people's day. Because as we all know, it's the title of my third and fourth book, if you're not making people uncomfortable, then you are not well. The Kim Kardashian story. Just remember, everyone, if someone thinks you're misbehaving, they're wrong. You're right.
Got to believe in yourself.
Nothing bad ever happened from one person being overly confident, while smarter people said, no, don't start that fire.
Thank you so much for coming in today, John Hastings. That is our top story on the wellness news for today. Now it is time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, John. I'm frankly disgusted by the right-wing bias of the tweets that are responding to this program. Not one person in responding to the last post has said anything even vaguely woke, and I'm tired of waiting for a fun scandal. Yours sincerely, Amanda D. Jones. Look, Amanda, I'm not quite sure how to respond to this. I'd love a scandal to boost my profile, but let's be frank, this is just satire. I'm not sure if anyone is taking it that personally. John, have you got any advice for Amanda?
I have no advice for Amanda, but I would like to let you know that I am taking it personally. As you all know, I abandoned Twitter earlier this year in favor of TikTok because I want all my information out there and in control of the Chinese government. So let me let this lady know that using terms like right-wing or left-wing is very pedestrian. I am, as you know, a feudalist and want to return to a benevolent, God-appointed dictatorship. So I actually take offense to this woman's letter because where does she stand in the hierarchy of need for human beings? Is she a serf, a duke? I assume D at the end of Amanda means duke. Well, newsflash, I'm an earl, and I don't want to hear from her ever again.
Thank you so much, John Hastings. More of your letters tomorrow. And thank you for tuning into The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news. And if you have not done so before, please listen back to our previous editions. They'll make these ones make a lot more sense. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. Your guest today was John Hastings. John, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, you can find me on my now abandoned social medias, at the John Hastings across all platforms. Also, if someone could please lend me $20 or pounds, depending on what country you are in, I really need to give it to a guy. No more questions asked. Also, is it cool if I crash at your place? I'm asking that to all listeners. I need a lot of places to crash.
I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My shows are now on sale for Melbourne, Sydney and Perth comedy festivals. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. The executive producer of this program is Christopher D. Skinner. I will talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.